I agree with you. It's a fantastic film, and especially after all our praises of Foxcatcher and Birdman last week, I feel like we're maybe a bit too hasty about our Oscar, you know, glorification, because this film, it seems to be the one to me that really stands out of the bunch. So basically, as you said, yeah, it's starring Miles Teller as Andrew Newman, who is a drummer who's at a prestigious school in New York, and everyone at this musical school in New York wants to get into this teacher played by J.C. Simmons's. J.C. Simmons plays a teacher called Fletcher. Everyone wants to get into his jazz band because he's kind of revered. He wins most of the awards, and pretty much anyone's willing to do anything, even screw over their own classmates in order to get in to this band. But it quickly transpires that even though this may look like a really promising aspect, admittedly it looks very difficult, very hard to actually get in, it turns out to be 2 hours of psychological onslaught. As
can I just play a clip?
Yeah, play a clip. Go ahead.
It'd be a good moment to do this.
What's your name?
Andrew Newman, sir.
What year are you?
I'm a first year.
You know who I am?
Yes, sir.
So you know I'm looking for players?
Yes, sir.
Then why did you stop playing? Did I ask you to start playing again?
Sorry,
I asked why you stopped playing, and your version of an answer was to turn into a wind-up monkey.
Sorry, I thought...
Show me your rudiments.
Yes, sir.
Double time swing. No, double time. Double it. Faster! Daisy, forgot my jacket.
Yeah, so well, from the clip there, you can get the impression that J.C. Simmons is actually a monster. But the strange thing is that you get so caught up in the character of Andrew's ambition that you want him to succeed. You want him to go forward and become the best drummer he possibly can be. But also you want him to get out as soon as possible, because J.C. Simmons's character is just so utterly irascible and awful, and he uses psychological and physical abuse at some point just to coerce Andrew into doing more and more into playing the drums. And you see him literally, you know, hitting the drums so hard that his hands are bleeding, they start deteriorating, blood and sweat flies off the cymbals and off the drums, it goes everywhere, and there's this real physicality and to the performance and to the whole film, really, that just makes drumming look like the worst thing you could possibly do as a music student. You wouldn't want to do any of it at all, especially with a teacher like Fletcher. But for me, it reminded me a lot, I know Harry disagrees with me, but it reminded me a lot of Black Swan and that kind of idea, the ambition to do something so well that you actually end up injuring yourself and kind of transcending yourself and becoming something that you aren't, becoming maybe the villain that you never really were. And so I definitely see this in Mike Teller's performance. I mean, again, Harry disagrees, but I think he really should have been nominated for a Best Actor at the Oscars. I'm not sure if he's nominated in any other of the awards, like the BAFTAs or anything. I'm not sure if he got a look in.
I think he might be a bit late.
Possibly. But J.C. Simmons is obviously nominated, isn't he, in the BAFTAs as well as the Oscars?
I think so. I'm not.
Yeah, and
sure.
That performance definitely deserves to be. He is harrowing. He's totally frightening throughout the whole thing. We were just mentioning while the clip was playing about Spider-Man and his performance as the guy who owns the newspaper, and there he's a shouty, irascible, you know, horrible person, but here it's just taken up to 11, and it is traumatizing as an audience member, and obviously seeing the character, you almost feel like you are being abused in the same way. But also, I don't know about you, Harry, but didn't you feel like the directing itself kind of really tried its best to visualize the music of it? It's trying to do, like, the shots of actually him playing the drums And it did it in its own way, a jazzy kind of style, right? It tried to make it as interesting and as alternative and weird as possible, and that really contributed to...
Yeah, it had a sort of dynamism to it, which is not... I mean, that's a rubbish word that idiots use, but, like, that is... No, it is. It's one of those words that means absolutely nothing. Dynamism. Oh, it moved. Oh, well done. But, like, it did. It had a speed and a pace, and there's a shot towards the end where the camera... moves in a way that almost feels like almost like improv, you know, as in improv jazz. Yeah, and it does, and it's very, very well edited. So it's not just, this is not just one of those films you have to see for the performances. Mm-hmm. This is a film you've got to see for the editing, for the directing as well, because it looks brilliant
screenplay.
All the time. The screenplay is absolutely fantastic.
It almost takes the...
I don't know where to actually credit all the menace from, because it's got to be a combination of two, both J.K. Simmons just being... amazing.
I mean, the insults have a horrible kind of... It's like, if you've ever watched The Thick of It, and the insults and the swearing kind of has a beautiful poetry to it, and here it's the same sort of thing, but this time it hurts, you know. It's not for laughs, it's for actually cause suffering. So the character... it kind of ingratiates himself with these new members. He kind of makes out like he's friends with them. He gets to learn a bit of information about him. Like, for example, Andrew's mother left at a very young age. And then as soon as Andrew does something he doesn't agree with the drums, and you can never tell. I don't know anything about music, really. So you always think he's going to screw it up at some point, but I don't know how. And there's always that tense, you know, you're so tense that when is he going to shout at him? Because it's going to happen at some point, because that's how the film leads
it
up.
Yeah, because the kindness as well, it creates this sort of father figure type thing going on. And as a result, it's even more unpleasant when he gets nasty. And he does, and he gets really very nasty. I mean, I don't think I've seen a nastier character for quite a long time, actually.
But it's still like, it's the father figure he wants, almost. The character needs someone to push him and drive him, because his dad, as nice as he is, and he is a really nice dad on screen, I can't remember the actor who plays him, but he's quite good. That guy doesn't push him. He kind of doesn't want him to do it. Kind of doesn't want him to hurt himself in that way. But Andrew's fixated on getting to be the best drummer he can possibly be. And and it is so tense. And the last sequence might possibly be one of the greatest endings to a film I've seen
of all time.
Recently.
I mean, it's utterly gripping and consists really of only drumming.
It just goes on. Me and you, we were sitting together watching the film, me and Harry, and we were both like contorting ourselves to like just feel so awkward.
My jaw for about 2 hours. It was one of those films you it ends and there's this collective exhaling of stress from the audience. It's just absolutely
And the way it ends as well doesn't really let you let go of that stress.
No, of course not,
because
the ending is...
there's more to come, and you're like, and then it truly,
it might well be the best film I've seen this year.
Yeah, no, I
the
think
best
so.
Film I've seen this year in a
out of the to clarify, out of like the 2014 Oscar group,